Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Scott Patterson. I am all in podcast, iHeartRadio 111 Productions. We are here back again. And I'm just going to say hello. How are you? We're having a blast and we're in great spirits because we got Amy Sugarman. We've got Danielle Romo and we've got Riley Palouse. She's going to kick us off, announce the episode. She's going to do her awesome, awesome job on the synopsis. Here we go. Riley Palouse.
This is episode 18, Back in the Saddle, air date April 23rd, 2002. Rory asked Richard to be a business advisor for a school project, which leads him to make a big decision about his retirement. Dean is becoming too overbearing for Rory, and he realizes things aren't the same in their relationship. Plus, Michelle's mother, Giselle, comes to visit at the inn.
Yeah, what an episode, right? I wanted to hug everybody. I felt bad for the people that felt bad. I wanted to hug the people that felt great. I even wanted to hug Paris. I was like so happy for Paris. She found a daddy. She got her daddy. She got a granddaddy who thought she had a great idea. I was very happy for her. She just lit up, right?
She was so proud.
Can we just rewind for 1 second and just acknowledge the fact that Scott just said Paris found her daddy?
What? She did.
Not a zaddy.
She did. She found her daddy. She's like, daddy's not in Bangkok or Hong Kong or Thailand or wherever, you know, having an affair with somebody.
You know who's sort of underrated that we never talk about is Brad. Who? I always feel like he nails on. So the kid at school, Brad, you know, he was at school, then he left.
Yes.
He's played by Adam Wiley, who people might know from Picket Fences. I always feel like he nails his moments.
Yeah, but he's such a minor character. You know, nobody's going to put us up against the wall for not mentioning him every episode.
No.
You know.
No, I'm just giving him some props.
But he had he had some great moments.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a laugh out loud moment in this one too.
Yeah, I agree.
When somebody, you know, one of the twins or what? Not the twins, but the two dopey girls.
Yeah.
You know, with Louise and Madeline.
Yeah.
Right. Asked him who asked him if he'd ever built a. He said, "You've tried to build a robot before, haven't you?"
Yeah.
And he paused and he goes, Yes, I have.
Wait, you,
that was very funny.
You weren't wanting to produce Lipstick LoJack? That didn't seem like the greatest.
Oh, that was good. That was good. That was so good. So, you know, let's take this Richard stuff because, you know, Brad, he's going to get his own segment. We're going to do a whole show on Brad, right? We're going to do it, right? Let's just do it. Deserves his accolades. But for God's sake, what a great episode for Richard.
I know.
Wow.
Although I have to say, I watched the episode twice because I watched it the first time and forgot to look for the fashion. So I went back to watch it again and I couldn't rewatch the scene where Richard loses it at the school. It just made me too uncomfortable. That to see Richard not being like perfect and cool and the grandpa that we all look up to see him sort of embarrassingly lose it, I couldn't watch it.
Right.
Could you guys? It didn't make you cringy?
No. I agreed with him.
I did too.
I agreed with him. It doesn't function at the event. So it's automatically disqualified. It cannot be considered for awards consideration. You know, it doesn't work.
Wait, so you guys were cool with him losing it in the auditorium and then
absolutely.
Going
to... Well, no. I mean, it was inappropriate. It was obviously, you know, he was on edge and he was acting out and he didn't know why. And he was, you know, he became unhinged. It was not appropriate. But I enjoy seeing, like, Michelle became unhinged in this episode as well, and it was one of his best moments, from what I've seen so far. It was hysterically funny. See, now that's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. That's how you lose it, okay?
Yeah.
And that's why I criticized my own work last week, right? In the with the cast getting spazzing out like that.
I will say you got a lot of comments where people really like that scene.
I know they love that scene. They like that scene.
They like the opposite sort of dichotomy between you and Lorelai. I'm just saying we don't have to go back to it.
I am the chief constable of the acting police as I see it.
I don't want to make you gag.
I will issue arrest warrants, search warrants. I will issue orders to appear. And I did it to myself. So anyway, but Richard was, he was a little bit over the top, but God darn, what a great episode. I loved everybody. I loved Dean. I felt bad for Dean. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he was so unlike his, when we first saw him, but still it was like, it hit him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's, and it really made, you know, and again, I don't mean to jump around. We're talking about Richard and all that, but it's like, it really made it very apparent to me how great Alexis's acting is because she was covering so well, even with her mother, not talking about Jess and how she feels about Jess.
Yeah.
Because we know this is the reason. And it's like, I'll call him tomorrow. Yeah. He texted, he called 14 times. I mean, that relationship is over. I mean, that's like stick a fork in it.
Right. I wrote Dean Dunn on my
And she noticed Jess's handwriting at the diner, they're already at that level.
I'm glad you brought up that omelet. I'm going to bring up that omelet later, but to stay on track, here's my question for all of you. What did you think about Lorelai giving Dean that real sort of heartfelt romance advice?
It was one of her finest moments. I thought it made me just love her more. I just kept thinking, man, what a good mom. Mm-hmm. What a great mom she is. What a great person. What a great character. Because she's just so compassionate. She really, she's an empath almost, isn't she? She's feeling everybody's feeling. She's feeling his pain and she wants to make it better and give him a shot when she kind of realizes he doesn't really have a shot, you know?
Right. And I think she probably somewhere deep down is like a little bit dreading, like, oh God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you're wrecking this because you're calling 112 times.
Right.
And you're just going to push her into the guy I don't even want her to be with.
There's no going back from that. The 14 calls, you can't you can't forget that. Rory will never forget that. You're the guy. It doesn't matter how cool, whatever he does, you know, saves her life, saves the town. It's still, he's the guy that.
He can wash that car all night long.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Danielle, what do you guys think of this?
I agree with exactly what you said. I think Lorelai recognizes Dean's pain and right. she's like, oh no, like poor kid. She's seeing it all happen and she's just got a soft spot for the guy. You can tell.
Have any of us been in that situation?
You know, can I throw something out to you guys though?
Sure.
I'm cool with Lorelai talking to Dean. I love Lorelai, which everyone knows. So I love the way she talked to Dean. But if I was Rory and I'm coming from her perspective, I'm not sure I would love my mom giving love advice to my boyfriend.
But he's just a kid. He's so needy and he's such a nice kid. And he's being, he deserved it because he's being so great with Rory, right? I mean, she respects him. It's like, this kid's pretty sharp and he's got a lot on the ball and he's from a big city and he's just getting chewed up by my daughter. She felt some pity for him because my daughter, she knows her daughter's tough because it's a part of her. She knows how tough she is, right?
He has fallen so far because remember when he was like pushing Lorelai and was like, is it my turn now? And then now we've got this puddle that's just paging and calling and washing and paging and calling and sitting on the step.
You know, it's kind of weird. Hmm. Like when we first were introduced to Dean, he was kind of a bad boy, kind of. Mm-hmm. Does anyone agree? Like kind of a bad boy. And now, oof, he is flailing, literally.
Yeah, it's not attractive. Sorry. But I feel bad for him. I want to give the guy a hug. I want to take him on a walk in the woods and I want to talk to him and I want to give him some advice. See, whenever I have a problem with somebody or there's a misunderstanding, I like to take people on walks. So, and really take a long walk in nature and work it out. That's what I do. That's what I've always done because I saw that in my family. It's what my dad
did. He needed that.
Yeah, he needed a long walk in the woods and just talk about stuff.
What do you think of that end, though? She likes Jess.
That's devastating. It was completely unexpected, even though I should have seen it coming. But then, because I kept thinking, wait a minute, where's Rory? Oh, dropped her off at Lane's, right? Yeah.
And the subtle, very subtle mention of like, oh, we might go to Luke's. And I think what's so interesting is they don't show us that scene. Mm-hmm. We're just left to wonder, but like we know Jess is there. He's either working or he's there. He lives there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like about this show. It's always a couple steps ahead of the audience.
Yeah.
Not too far ahead, but enough to keep you leaning in, right? Yeah. You never really catch up with it.
That's correct.
You don't. It makes you lean forward and it does affect you, your physicality when you're watching it. I don't lean back and watch the show.
I agree. Isn't that the same thing with what they did with Richard? We're expecting that Richard's going to be all like in a kerfluffle because of the career fair and that he sort of embarrassed himself. And instead, suddenly he comes down and he's like in a great mood and I'm going back to work. So kind of threw us a curveball. Like I thought, oh no, Emily's going to have to pick up the pieces. And it's like, nope, this dude's now inspired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he does have a point there about retirement, you know, because I'm kind of reaching that age and, you know, I'm 63. I am.
We're only on season two. You cannot retire. It's like a long way to go.
Yeah, but this isn't like having a job. This is fun, right?
I don't know. I think with acting, you could have a whole career resurgence. At any time.
Who needs it, man? I mean, yeah, great. Well, fine,
June
whatever.
Squibb. Ask June
Squibb. Hey, listen, I just got rejected. Just got rejected by Natalie Portman. Okay. I almost had a job opposite Natalie Portman. I don't think she rejected me, but you know, I didn't get that job. So
that
stirred up all those old feelings again. You know, it's like, I didn't get it. Almost got it, but I didn't.
Podcast is going.
I love it. No, I mean, it's not like work at all. It's just fun. You know, it's fun. I'll do this forever. But anyway, back to the episode.
All right, let's do Dean and Rory. Let's just keep some focus here. Dean and Rory, give me everything you guys got.
I think she's being coy and being secretive with her own mother for a reason. Maybe there's a little lack of trust there. Maybe there's, she knows that Dean's going to get up in Lorelai's grill and moan and whine and where's Rory. And I think Rory can tell because her mother's pushing the relationship. Like, why don't you call him back now? You can borrow my phone and this kind of stuff. She's like, nah, it's okay. I'll call him tomorrow. She is out of this relationship. She's not feeling it.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's play acting with her mom, but she's just sort of agreeing with her mom. Yeah, it's nice that he hasn't called in a couple of days. I almost missed him today.
Not totally aware how out she is?
I think Lorelai is not aware.
What about Rory, though? I think Rory's out, but she's not willing to like admit it to herself yet.
I think you're right. I think she's right.
She didn't want to go to the softball game, but she's like, I'm just going to do my homework.
Right.
And he's kind of needy, like, oh, I'll do it at the game. And she's like, I'll just see you tonight. Like, they're just like this old married couple that needs to like call it.
But no, he wants to be like an old married couple at that age in high school because he sees that with other guys. They have that. And those are the couples that get together and get married and have kids, you know, by the time they're 20.
Yeah, that's true.
And he wants that. He wants her at the game, doing her homework, just being all about Dean.
Funny you say that.
Ain't happening.
I won't say anything, but just funny you say that. Everybody make a mental note right now of what Scott just said. That Dean wants to be one of those couples. Everybody write that down and we'll talk about it again.
Yeah. Well, can we continue to talk about it?
No, because I don't want to ruin for you what's coming.
Oh.
So, but I think it's extremely poignant that you just said that because you're not totally aware of what's coming. And it's quite intuitive that you're saying that.
All right. Yeah. But she's just, that's again, more evidence. They're just on completely different paths. They have completely different needs and different wants. And he's ready. It's almost like he's ready to settle down and she's still searching. And this is just, you know, this is just a youthful romantic relationship that isn't going to work out. It's going to be, maybe she'll have a friend for life. I don't know.
Don't you think this, how prominent Jess is in an episode he's not in?
See?
I wrote down that exact note. This episode has so much Jess in it and he's not even there.
Yeah, the power of Jess, right?
So cool.
Power of Jess. That's very clever writing, isn't it?
Yes. They've been so smart with Jess all along because, and I know I'm a broken record, but they just don't shove him down our throats. We just are left wanting more. He's got beautiful handwriting. Oh, how do you know his handwriting? Well, he writes in the margins. You know, it's just the whole thing.
And I kept leaning forward, like, what is he writing in the margins? And I'm like, yeah, come on, tell me what he writes
smart
in the margins.
Smart stuff. He writes smarty pants.
Yeah, but they didn't say. She didn't give us any nuggets. She didn't get one little detail from that.
I just feel like he writes smarty stuff that I'm not going to even understand.
Well, of course. I mean,
literature smarts.
Well, and you know, a girl likes a guy if she says his handwriting's nice, because guy's handwriting is just. Right. Like...
It was a beautiful new sign you had there in the diner.
Yeah, but I didn't do that, did I? That was Jess.
No, Jess is handwriting.
That was Jess.
Also, that omelet sounded gross.
What was it?
Did anyone else think that?
Bacon bits, tomatoes.
Bacon bits. And then oregano.
Cheese.
Oregano.
That whole omelet sounded gross, which I did maybe text Riley late last night and was like, can you make this omelet and tell us how it is? Riley, did you respond?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you said yes, you'll make it?
I'll make it, yeah. Awesome. I'm not the greatest chef, what happens.
So did you guys all agree the omelet special is not good?
I would have been okay with it, minus Swiss cheese.
I don't think the Swiss cheese is, you got to have cheddar in an omelet. You don't want to.
Yeah.
But the oregano didn't throw,
oregano. Like oregano.
I don't know about oregano either.
Yeah. And it was so cheap. It was $4.75. Now, I don't know if that was because it was 20 years ago or if Luke's prices are like extraordinarily cheap. But if you got that omelet like now, even at Denny's, I think you're looking at 11 bucks, $9. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Denny's, 11 bucks?
Well, first of all, Luke's Diner is no Denny's. It's totally a step up. If you went to Farm Shop in Los Angeles, that thing's $22.
Oh, for God's sake. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It was the best constructed and acted and written kid stuff in terms of Rory Dean and just not even being there, but as you rightfully point out, being a very prominent member of each scene. And it's just getting us ready for the inevitable sort of, you know, heartbreak that's coming. Ooh. Yeah, it's hard to watch, but they make it very appetizing. You know what I mean?
Very well said. Yes.
They make it's really compelling to watch because you like that kid so much and you're rooting for him. And his inner goodness is coming through, right? Jared Dean goodness coming through. And you want him to and I was watching it too. Cause I've been in that situation. I think a lot of guys have been in that situation in their youth when you're just trying too hard, man. And it ain't
trying too hard. We call it hashtag trying too hard.
Yeah.
And it is so true. Yeah. I will let you know that an omelet at Farm Shop is going to run you somewhere between $19 and $23.
Do you know how many dozen eggs you can buy for?
And you're charging $4.75.
For God's sake.
Yeah. Keep going. But yeah, I think your prices are low. But it was 20 years ago, so inflation.
Look, I'm the place to go. I treat my customers right. How else do we feel about Rory and Dean and Jess Troika?
I'm not mad that she likes Jess. That's my problem. It's like, okay, Dean, like, sorry, but it's over.
You know what it is? You cannot get mad at Rory. Even getting perturbed at Rory. It's not possible. She's too appealing. I mean, that face and those eyeballs. She's so cute.
She asked her grandpa to help with the project.
Right.
So sweet.
I mean, how do you say no to her?
Emily was like, oh my God, you're disappointing your granddaughter. And And Emily was right. It's like, oh my God, how do you say no to your granddaughter?
But I mean, the casting of these two is just a masterstroke, right? Yeah. They're so good together.
It's so funny you say that. I thought about this in particular in this episode, which this episode is not my ultimate favorite. It's always good. And I actually liked it on my second rewatch just last night. I watched it two times last night. But you're right. Like, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
she's the heart and soul of that show.
Yeah, because Lorelai is a little bit more over the top.
Right.
Whereas Rory's so subtle and you're like, wow. Mm-hmm. Everything she does, you believe.
Everything. It's so underplayed. And that face, that sweet face. I mean, you just.
So what do you think of? Okay, so let's break down next. We'll go to Rory and Richard and Richard and the kids and just kind of all that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, Richard comes to life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because, you know, that's what guys do. They don't know what to do with themselves. So they do all these things that they never did before. They thought they were interested in. They realize, God, what a bore this is. You know, like golf.
You like golf.
I do. And I joined a club after, you know, I thought I was done like 10 years ago. And I was just, it was like, no, I don't want to do this. I liked it. I love golf. It's all great. Yeah. But I just, you know, I sold a membership and I was like, once in a while, it's fun. But it's.
Do you work on cars?
I don't.
First of all, you got a little kid though, too. Like
I'm raising my boy, man.
Yeah, you got a little kid.
I'm busy.
I have a question for you guys. Mm. Do you think Emily is excited or is kind of like WTF now that he wants to go back to work?
Happy as a girl can be. She doesn't.
You
like
think
this.
So?
Yeah, he's driving her cuckoo.
But I saw at the end, kind of, she was like, "What?"
I think she's like, concerned about what he's going to do. You know what I mean? I think that's that was her primary source of concern. Like teacher and, you know, Lorelai, like they were giving him a hard time about it. So, I mean, I don't know.
That's I think she's thing. Happy because he's been so, she just wants him to be happy, which actually I admire. Like she's a great partner to him and she wants him to be happy. That's why she leans in during the board meeting at their house and said he's smiling. She just wants him to be happy. She's just like, cookies, what can I get you guys, ice cream? He's happy, Rory. Like she wants, I think she's cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought him getting engaged with Rory in the class and being the advisor was it was very entertaining. It was you know, Paris was her usual troubling self, and then she came to life.
Scott,
hmm.
Obviously Luke wasn't as prominent in this episode as he was in the week before. Were you mm-hmm. more comfortable with your, you know, moments?
Oh, yeah. It was fine. Yeah, it was great.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, I had no complaints. You know, timing was there. It was funny. Yeah, it was all good. All good.
Yeah, there was good timing in the diner, yeah.
Wasn't a lot, you know, and that's, I don't know, get me out of the diner, it gets a little more complicated, you know. I like myself in the diner, so it was
that's
good.
That's interesting, really.
Yeah. Well, without the hat, you lose your superpower, right? So I had to hair act. I had to full on hair act, and I don't like hair acting. I was used to hat acting. It's different.
First of all, that's freaking hilarious.
I mean, but it's true. It's true. Without the hat band going around my noggin, it felt a little strange. It's like experiencing too much freedom. It's like this is unfamiliar territory.
Okay, that's hilarious. Suki and her poor wedding invitations. And I need to talk about the meringue flying everywhere.
You know, that was just great. That was one of the funniest moments in the whole thing.
And it landed on her back.
It did. She had a big... big dookie right on her back, man. Did you see that? Throughout the whole scene. Jeez.
I'm assuming that means they practically shot that in one take because I'm not sure how long that meringue could have like stuck on there.
Yeah, I think they did one. Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like that to me too. Like, oh my God, wow. Because
I think the director probably thought, oh, look at the large dookie chunk on her back and let's cut it. But then like, no, let's just let it play out. It's brilliant.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. It was
for like
good.
A small, like, because it's such a CD storyline, mm-hmm. but it was so good. And mm-hmm. the wedding's coming soon. We also learned that, like, we're moments away.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. You know, the anticipation, it's killing me for the wedding. Not.
Oh, you don't care.
No, it'll be nice. Right. But it's not.
So let me ask you that. Okay.
Keeping me up at night. But,
so you love Melissa McCarthy and I know you love the character of Suki. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. is it, you just are in the moment with her. Like you just love her sort of comedic and like physical stuff, but you're not like totally invested in her and Jackson and their future.
I think it's a very, yes, no, absolutely. Melissa McCarthy is amazing. Watching her is a treat and it's a masterclass in acting, whether it's comedy or drama. Cause she, you know, put on the drama too. She really mm-hmm. yelled at the card people, you know? So when she changes gears, it's just awesome to watch. But yeah, I mean, she's a sweet, a very sweet character. But these are kind of, They don't utilize these characters in such a way where you're anticipating every single storyline that I'm in
or
that Melissa's in or what, you know, it's like really it's all about Rory and Lorelai and the kid love and their drama with their parents. I mean, that's really kind of the focus of the show is what I'm getting out of this and that we're all just sort of sprinkled in when, you know, just.
I wouldn't loop you in with that. I would not loop. Mm-hmm. I would not loop you in with that. But am I incorrect if I sort of say this? You guys weigh in. Those characters, we love them, the ancillary characters, but they really are mostly comedy, even mm-hmm. in their drama. Like even in Michelle's drama, it's still comedy.
Right. Right.
It's not like we're I'm not like worried about Michelle.
Right. But I mean, that was some of the, those are some of the funniest scenes that he's done with his mother.
She was perfect too.
She was great. It was great stuff, and it was really funny. And it was just, you know, and that's, you know, if you can add a little spice here and there to the 40 minutes, great, do it, and they do it
totally.
And they sprinkle it in
a little oregano.
But yeah, so it's not like we're. You know, what we're involved in is Rory, or we're involved with Lorelai, or we're involved a little, you know, maybe a little less so, but in a major way with Emily mm-hmm. and Rich, now mm-hmm. Richard, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, when they're up, those episodes are heavy, heavy, heavy with them. You know, they're very prominent and that's.
Yeah. And there are really powerful sort of dramatic moments with them.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And that's why, and at the beginning they wanted to call it the Gilmore Way, and I think the creators wanted to call it I think the studio wanted to call it the Gilmore Way, and the creators wanted to call it Gilmore Girls.
I'm glad they went with girls.
The studio thought it was a bigger show than that, that included more people. The Gilmore Way, which would be Emily and Richard, right? So, and that's kind of how it feels. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels. And I think everybody else is just, and that's kind of how it was for the reboot too.
You should see the TikTok sleuths that are convinced there's a new reboot coming because.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. So did I send you guys this TikTok where the one girl is certain of it because the official Gilmore Instagram has posted twice, like in a day? I never sent you guys this like detective on TikTok. Uh-uh. I don't know. They've got all kinds of theories in there.
So what's one theory?
That you're all coming back again. I mean, she doesn't really have a lot of knowledge there because her theory is just based on the fact that the Instagram's back alive. But I mean, do you know something? Look us in the eye.
I don't. No, I don't know a thing.
Oh, look us in the eye. Do you guys
believe? I'm looking.
Do you guys believe them?
I'm looking.
I saw Twitch.
I did too. I saw a little smirk. That was weird.
No. He's not looking us in the eye.
No, guys. He's not looking at us. And he's got
I haven't heard anything.
To be fair, we were told not to look Scott in the eye. So.
So should we do a little fashion before we have to go?
Listen, Tom and I discussed it. He said, you're big enough to demand the people don't look you in the eye. I said, I don't know how it's going to fly.
Here's a couple notes I have. One is, I thought it was fascinating that she was totally, first of all, I loved her. She wore a lot of blue in this episode, which another fan told me they do always dress her in a lot of blue, which makes sense because she's got the blue eyes. She's reading that Motley Crue book. And you guys, that Motley Crue book is real. And I already went on Amazon to order it.
That was a pretty funny moment. That was. Snorting ants. Yeah, that was pretty good.
And then Lorelai had two awesome blue button downs. She always like rocks the button downs a lot. One with the white cuffs and then the other one with more like the sort of tuxedo-y type cuffs. Mm-hmm. But I will say Michelle's mom stole the fashion in this episode. Her fashion was so epic.
Yeah, no question. Where do you think she was from? Where was she supposed to be from?
Aren't they French?
What was that accent?
Yeah.
It's all French?
They're from Paris,
yeah.
Right?
Huh? That was a Parisian accent. I'm gonna have to. I think we're gonna.
Yeah, later this week.
Are we gonna talk to her?
Yeah, later this week, guys.
Oh, we're gonna talk to her.
Because that's the OG nice. Mom from Fresh Prince of Bel Air. She's the original
right.
mom.
Right.
And she has since made up with Will Smith. For anyone wondering.
Oh, they're good. Wow, they're good, huh?
Yeah. So
I don't even know what happened. I'm gonna have to. Can I ask her about what happened? Is she gonna like not want to talk about that? On. You want to focus on him? But it's Will Smith. He's a major movie
I love Will,
star.
But
he's
I
from my
much
hometown.
More care
he's from Philadelphia.
I'm much more interested in her playing Michelle's mom. I'm trying to think if we forgot.
But I'm conducting the interview.
I mean, you do you then. Do you. Who am I to chime in? I love Richard in his coveralls. Not going to lie. Loved that. Can't wait to have Riley make the omelet. And I'm ready for my favorite line when you tell me.
All right, go ahead. Start us off, Amy.
Hey, Brad. Your festive interjections are a real kick in the pants, but we're low on time. So can it?
So she took up, the time to do that. So her interjections are wasting time was my retort as I was leaning forward to watch it.
I have a follow up to Amy's favorite line. Mine's from Brad to Paris. And he goes, she doesn't have a baseball bat in her hands, does she?
So good. I'm telling you, Brad pulls through.
There was also a new student that was very cute. Mm. I don't know, in the Chip. Group.
Hello, yes. Chip.
I was like, who's that?
Hello,
Chip at Chilton. What's up?
Chip was a man of few my favorite. Words.
What's going on in that casting office? What's happening?
My favorite line was from Lorelai when she's talking to Michelle about carbs. And she says, calm down, have some toast.
Yo.
There are a lot of favorite lines. One I can remember is Michelle losing it on Lorelai. He said, I hate you. Yeah. I hate you very much. That's just the way he did it.
Yeah. What did he say? You turned my friend into my mother.
You turned my Giselle into a mother, and I hate you for that.
Right. And I hate you very, very much. And he storms out. But the reason it was so funny is because he understands, Yannick as an actor understands the difference between going too far with anger and losing the humor. And the balance was just perfect because he had all that intensity and energy in that, yet it still stayed comedic. And that's hard to do. Yeah. So I really thought that was funny as hell.
He always so nails it. Hey, before we go, I have a question for you.
Every time.
When you have like a, what do you call it? Like a monologue, when you have like a longer thing, does it come back to you at all? Like, is it in there somewhere? Or do you have to sort of, is it more like you...
Gilmore monologues?
Yeah. No. So like you had to purge it to get the next one.
No.
It's not like four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent. Like when someone starts the Gettysburg Address, it comes right back to me. It's in there. It was the night before Christmas and all through the house.
When I used to study Shakespeare, and it's all memorization, right?
Yeah.
So you really, I mean, I would do that. I would work on a play for 6 months. Or 3 months or 6 months or whatever it was. And that, and you remember and then perform it.
Right.
So that stays with you for years and years and years and years. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it does. And it took, I mean, I don't know. It took, 15, 20 years for me to really struggle to remember some of those, long speeches.
Gilmore
but I knew
speeches.
Them. No.
Shakespeare speeches. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So Gilmore was more, I think you've said it before. It's like you squished it in, you had to get it out. Squish in the next one, get it out.
Short-term memory. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that was, the Shakespeare stuff is like locked into the brain gel for a couple of decades.
Wow.
But then it fades, it eventually fades because if you don't work on it.
Right.
But it's like, when I did that bit on the podcast, mm-hmm. right? Doing mm-hmm. the Vice of the Players. I didn't have it memorized. I had to read it, most of it, but it's sort
there.
Of, the flow of it, the beats of it came back a little bit, So yeah, it's there. Yeah. It is interesting.
How you
remember things,
Clown pillow at 2122 all those following along.
I do have some interesting details. I want to talk about at the 1340 mark.
Wow.
Of the episode. Let's get precise here.
This, people.
Okay, let's time code this thing. So there's a guy shopping behind Dean at 1448.
Oh my gosh, was this when they were on the sidewalk having the conversation about the softball game?
Yes, and there's a live at 1448, right? There's a live chicken in this guy's bag.
Okay. Stop. I did not catch that.
And I'm sure it wasn't an actual live chicken, but that's what it looked like.
Okay, Riley, you're going to need to screenshot that. I also thought Lane's side faces in that scene were excellent. Like, we didn't, because she was uncomfortable.
Right. But here's, okay, but here's the thing. From 1433 to 1505, Lane makes faces throughout that.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that it probably wasn't visible when it was aired on its original aspect ratio. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, interesting. I thought her side faces, because I thought, oh, she's in this moment that's so uncomfortable and awkward. So she would be sort of making faces. And then I thought, again, I sort of was happy that we didn't have to discuss it afterwards. I was like, she just moved on and I was kind of glad about it.
Right. Oh. Another thing was there's an extra in a blue jacket and a black backpack. And she repeatedly appears behind Dean and crosses the street behind Rory.
Oh.
And is sometimes in both places at the same time.
Riley, it's going to be all you on the Instagram discovering this.
All right. So
that's good stuff, Scott.
So then there's another one. Okay.
I hope Riley has one of those pens that she knows how to circle things on the Instagram.
I'll
forward this to you. Okay.
Well, you've done a lot of homework this week. Well done, sir.
I do a lot of homework every week. It's grueling.
Next time code. We're ready.
It's still Dean whining. You can't glance up between nihilistic theories, and Rory shoots back, "I can, but what's the point?" By the way, that's one of my favorite lines.
Those yellow umbrellas that's interesting. This scene stood out to you because I too thought, which store has those yellow umbrellas? In that same scene, you'll see it in the background. I'm like, is that Dosey's Market? Like, who has those yellow umbrellas?
Right. So, Riley, you want me to email that to you?
Yes, please. Okay. You just took us to school, Scott.
No. I'm taken to school. I'm just a student.
I also loved how they talked about how great Emily's roles are and that Lorelai had four in her purse. Because that's my girl. I had to shove bread in my bag, too.
Mm-hmm. She called her own dad Gomer Pyle.
Oh my God. I texted Riley about that. I said, do not miss this for pop culture.
But that's right. That's a pop culture.
Good.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah. What's next week, guys?
Yeah. Riley, what's next week?
We have next episode is number 19. Teach Me Tonight.
We're almost.
This feels like Jess and Rory.
Teach Me Tonight.
I won't tell, but Danielle, you are on to something.
Woo! All right, everybody. We're going to wrap this up.
I mean, a great episode, Scott. Good one.
Yeah, this is a good episode. Really, really good episode. Very fine episode. I'm enjoying being in Kid World.
Good.
I really like to see Paris, you know, happy.
She would grow on you.
I wanted her face to change. Just change. Somebody change her face. You know, have blood going through her face. I'm tired of her bloodless, cold attacks on people. Let's just get some blood in her face and get her sunny and smiling. It was great. Right?
She's so mean to poor Brad.
Brad? Brad didn't deserve
that. About Brad like I do.
All right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up. I'm Scott Patterson, and I am with my prestigious team, Amy Sugarman, Danielle Roma, Riley Pelusis, and we'll be back for more episodes. Best fans on the planet, thanks for downloading. Stay safe, everyone. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Awesomer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.